But to have permanent peace, Oye, que
puede
ser no morir.
We need to pray.
Y el molesto ubi es hrani naš mir.
Because the prayer is nourishing our peace.
Bez molitve naše tijelo umire, naš duh umire.
Without prayer, our body is dying, our spirit is dying.
Zato je današnji svijet.
Because of that, today's world is in a spiritual coma. Because the world stopped praying. It accepted the things of the world that are transitory. And through all these years, Our Lady is calling us. She is inviting us to the source. The same as Jesus is inviting us. Come to me, all of you who are burdened and tired. And I will give you rest.
Zato i vaš dolazak ovdje, zato je dolazak na izvor, dolazak majci.
And also your coming here is actually coming to the source, coming to the mother.
Da se njoj otvorite.
To open yourselves to her.
Da prelaze vaše obitelji, vaše potrebe, vaše želje.
To surrender all your families, your needs, your desires.
Da ukrasite vašu vjeru.
To make your faith stronger. In one of her messages, Our Lady says, Dear children, if you are strong, then the church will be strong as well. If you are weak, the church will be weak as well. You are my living church. You are lungs of my church. Because of that, I am inviting you. May every family become a chapel in which you pray. Dear children, there is no living church without living family. And today's families are bleeding. The family of today is broken and tired.
Ne može da nas biti ni ozdravljen današnjega društva i svijeta ako prvo ne ozdravi naš obitelj.
The world of today and the society of today cannot heal if the families do not heal first.
Današnja obitelj više nego ikad potrebno je duhovno ozdraviti.
Today's families more than ever they need to be spiritually healed.
Potrebno je našim obiteljima Boga staviti na prvo mjesto.
We need to put God in the first place in our families.
Zato s njim poći u budućnost.
And together with him go towards the future.
Majka dolazi k nama kroz ove godine.
Our Lady is coming to us through all these years. She wants to encourage us. She wants to console us. She wants to wipe the tears from our faces. She comes to us. She brings to all of us a divine medicine. Medicine to us and to all that is hurt, that is hurting us.
Ona želi previjeti naše rane.
She wants to dress our wounds.
Toliko ljubavi,
with so much love,
nježnosti,
tenderness,
majčinske topline,
and motherly warmth.
Rina Gorci kaže,
in one of her messages Our Lady says,
draga djeco,
dear children,
danas više nego ikad,
today more than ever,
vidi čovječanstvo prolazi kroz svoje teške velike krize.
The world and the mankind is going to a very great crisis.
A najveća kriza je kriza vjere u Boga.
And the greatest crisis is the crisis of the faith in God.
Zato su dalje od Boga.
Because we distance ourselves from God.
Udali su se od molitve.
We distance ourselves from the prayer.
Draga djeca, današnji svijet i čovječanstvo je pošlo u budućnost bez Boga.
Dear children, today's world and the mankind is going towards the future without God.
Zato vrati se Bogu.
And because of that, turn back to God.
Današnji obitelj je prestalo moliti.
Today's families stopped praying.
Roditelji više ne mole sa djecom.
Parents do not pray with children anymore. There is no more time in the families for each other. Parents don't have time for their children. Children don't have time for their parents. And mother doesn't have any more time for a father and father for a mother. Love vanished, disappeared from our family. So many divorces, so many infidelity in the marriages. Mother comes to us. She wants to help us. She's calling us to accept the gospel and to live.
Sve ono na što nas majka zove kroz ovo 36 godina, uistinu je poziv da živimo u evanđelju.
Everything that she is calling us in all these years is a call to live the gospel with you.
Nije Gospa došla k nama zato što mi to ne znamo.
Our Lady did not come to us because we don't know this.
Gospa zna da mi to znademo, ali također zna da mi to ne živimo.
She knows that we know all of this, but she also knows that we are not living it. She is inviting us to start living that what we already have. Our Lady did not come to us to bring us fear and to punish us. She did not come to us to speak to us about the end of the world or the second coming of Jesus. She comes as a mother of hope, and she wants to bring hope into this tired world and to tired families. In a special way, she is inviting us to the Holy Mass. The Holy Mass has to be the center of your lives, dear children. During one apparition, as we were kneeling before Our Lady, and she told us, dear children, if tomorrow you had to decide between coming to see me or go to the Holy Mass, don't come to me. Go to the Holy Mass. Because going to the Holy Mass means to go to encounter Jesus, who gives himself into the Holy Mass to us. To encounter him, to talk to him, and to accept him. Through these years, Our Lady has been inviting us, especially for the monthly confession, for the adoration in front of the Blessed Sacrament, to the prayer of the Rosary in our family, to reading of the Holy Scripture in our family. In one of her messages, Our Lady said, dear children, may the Bible be in every family at a visible place. Read the Holy Scripture. Reflect. May it be the food in your life. Forgive each other, dear children. Forgive others. Love others. In a special way, through these years, Our Lady has been inviting us to forgiving. To forgive ourselves. To forgive others. And in that way, open the way to the Holy Spirit to our hearts. Without forgiving, we cannot be healed, nor spiritually, neither emotionally. We need to forgive first. We need to be free from the inside in order to be able to accept the Holy Spirit and the grace. In order that our forgiving is holy and complete, perfect, we need to pray. And because of that, Our Lady is inviting us to prayer with the heart. So many many times she repeated.
Molite, 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 draga djeco.
Pray, 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 dear children.
Budite ustrajni u molitvi.
Be perseverant in the prayer.
Ne molite usnama.
Do not pray only by your lips.
Ne molite mehanizmom.
Mechanically.
Ne molite iz tradicije.
Do not pray out of tradition.
Ne molite požvati na sar, kada ćemo što prije završiti.
Do not pray and watch, look at the watch all the time and wait until you will finish the prayer.
Moliti srcem na što nas sama Gospa zove prije svega znači moliti iz ljubavi i sa ljubavi.
To pray with a heart, first of all, it means to pray out of love and to pray with love.
Moliti cijelim svojim bićem.
To pray with a whole being.
Da naša molita bude susret s Isusom.
So that Our Lady, so that our prayer is really encounter with Jesus.
Razgovor s Isusom.
A conversation with Jesus.
Odmor zajedno s njim.
Rest together with Him.
Da iz molite srcem koju molimo da iste molite izađemo ispođene mirom i radošću.
That out of that prayer that we pray, we come out filled with peace and joy.
Kaže Gospa.
Our Lady says,
draga djeco,
dear children,
neka vam molitva bude radost.
May the prayer be joy for you.
Draga djeco,
dear children,
ko moli ne treba se bojati budućnosti.
The one who prays should not fear of future.
Gospa nas zove kroz ove godine u školu molitve.
Through these years, Our Lady has been inviting us to the school of prayer.
Ona nas želi odgajati.
She wants to raise us.
Ona nas želi učiti.
She wants to teach us.
Ali nas želi reći također.
But she also wants to tell us.
Draga djeco,
dear children,
nemojte zaboraviti.
Do not forget.
U školi molite nema vikenda, nema odmora.
In the school of prayer, there are no weekends, there are no holidays.
Svaki dan moram ići u školu molitve.
And every day we need to go into the school of prayer.
Kaže Gospa.
Our Lady said,
draga djeco,
dear children,
ako želite moliti bolje,
if you want to pray better,
da uvijek morate moliti više.
Then you have to pray more.
Jer molite više uvijek osobna odluka.
Because to pray more is a personal decision.
A moliti bolje,
but to pray better,
je milost.
It's a grace.
Milost data onima koji mole više.
A grace that is given to those who pray more.
Često puta kažemo,
very often we say,
nemamo vremena za molitvu.
We don't have time for prayer.
Radimo puno, zauzeti smo onim ili ovim stvarima.
We are working too much and we are busy with many things.
Uvijek kad trebamo moliti,
but always when we need to pray,
problem vrijeme.
The time is always the problem.
Gospa kaže jednostavno.
And Our Lady said in a very simple way.
Draga djeco,
dear children,
da nije vrijeme problem.
The time is not a problem.
Problem je ljubav.
The problem is love.
Jer draga djeco,
because dear children,
kad čovjek nešto voli i ljubi, on uvijek ima vremena.
When a man loves something, he always has time.
A kad čovjek nešto ne voli i ne ljubi, on se neće naći vrijeme.
But when a man doesn't love something, he will never find time.
Evo vidite.
And you can see.
Ako ima ljubavi, sve je moguće.
If there is love, everything is possible.
Nadam se.
I hope.
Da i vam se vam također, jer sam vaš početak ime vaše duhovne obnove.
That your coming here is your beginning of a spiritual renewal.
Da će vam prihvatiti poruke s ljubavi i živiti.
That you will accept messages with love and start living them.
Zato molimo kroz ove dane.
And through these days, we will pray.
Otvorimo naše srce.
We should open our hearts.
Molimo posebno danas za evangelizaciju svijeta i čovječanstva.
And especially today, we should pray for the evangelization of the world.
Za evangelizaciju posebno obitelji.
For the evangelization of the families.
Nemojmo tražiti vanjske znakove.
Let's not look for exterior signs.
Da nešto vidimo, da nešto opisamo.
To see something, to touch something.
Da kažemo, sad vjerujem.
And that we would be able to say, oh, now I believe.
Gospa traži od svih nas danas.
Our Lady is asking from each one of us today.
Da mi budemo živi znak.
That we become a living sign.
Znak žive vjere.
A sign of the living faith.
Dragi prijatelji.
My dear friends.
Neka tako bude.
May it be so.
My Father, Simon, the Holy Spirit, amen.